Andrew Short, hometown Colorado race, third overall, and a great second moto.
Yeah, I didn't think after the first moto podium was going to be possible, but, you know, I got another good start, and I rode a lot better. I felt like my bike was set up a little better. I was able to turn it and felt a little more dialed and had fun. I love this place. It's always been special to me, the track, fans. I grew up, you know, 50s, 60s here, so it's really special to me, and of all the races, I want to do good here.
Talk about the first moto a little bit. You were about fourth, and then what happened?
Yeah, I went through the S-turns where there's deep ruts and drug my rear brake. You know, you drag everything. It's like 3 feet deep, and I went to the next turn, and I didn't have any rear brake because I clogged so much rocks and mud, whatever, went to get it. No rear brake, grabbed a lot of front, and anybody that rides knows what happens. Your front end just tucks, so kind of bummed. My mistake. I wasn't riding that good anyway. Honestly, I was pretty notchy and I wasn't too comfortable on my bike. So I was definitely disappointed. And then it seems like the rain in between motos definitely helped the track and the conditions. It was a little more hard packed this year. They didn't rip it up as deep. And it was a different Thunder Valley than I've raced in years past.
You know, they're doing that on purpose. That's a conscious effort to not rip it as deep, try to keep it a little smoother and then with the heat of the races and stuff. So
yeah, I've noticed that. Like Hangtown, it was, you know, pretty close to what has been in the past, but Texas definitely last week, there wasn't hardly any ruts, and you had to sweep a lot more, and you have to kind of set your bike up for that as well, and, you know, get the rear end to hold so when you get on the gas, it doesn't wallow or go anywhere, and you got to get a lot of traction on the front end so you can turn it. So it's been a challenge for me, but I felt like the bike got a lot better today, and I was really happy with it.
What did you change in between motos? Suspension?
Yeah, I just slid the forks down. We were playing with fork position, and some rear shock stuff, just trying to get the balance right, because exactly what I just said. And I felt like Ricky, our suspension guy, he's been really good, along with the Honda guys, that they've been helping, and I feel like we're going in the right direction, so it should be, you know, pretty positive for the rest of the year.
Second moto, first Weimer and then Tickle. Did you know it was different guys?
Kind of, but not really. I mean,
They took different stabs at you at different times.
Yeah, and then you go back and watch the race later on video, and you're like, man, I thought that guy was, like, closer to me than what he was. So it's weird. Your perception when you're racing is a lot different than what it looks, and from the fans' point of view and even from TV. So there's a lot to learn from it. And I just knew there was a cowie behind me, and typically if you don't fight and they get by you, it's hard to, you know, retaliate. So I knew if I wanted to stay in second, I had to fight for it and stay in front of those guys.
All right, man. Thanks. Good job. First overall podium on the day, on the year. So good job.
Yeah, thanks.